Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Final preparations are being made to the Sistine Chapel in Rome ahead of the conclave to select the 267th Pope. Cardinal electors from 71 different countries are checking into Vatican guest houses this evening, where they'll be barred from contact with the outside world from tomorrow until they elect a pontiff. Well, let's go to the Vatican now, where our reporter Barry Lenehan is standing by. What's the scene like where you are, Barry?
Yes, good evening, Cormac. I'm speaking to you actually from the Borgo Pio. It's a little small cobbled side street just off St. Peter's Square, lined with restaurants. And this is, we believe, where cardinals have been meeting privately in recent days to discuss the upcoming conclave tomorrow, away from the larger general congregations that they've been having. This is where the private politicking, if you will, has been taking place ahead of conclave. Right in front of me is Al Posetto de Borgo. This is where cardinals were photographed having what one Italian newspaper described as their last supper yesterday evening, and where legend has it as well that cardinals met in 2005 and decided to back the German Joseph Ratzinger, who would of course go on to become Pope Benedict. It is in many cases the last full meal those cardinals will have as well, because they're now in the Vatican guest house. They now are checking into Casa Santa Marta beside the Sistine Chapel, and there are strict rules around the food they eat. So strict are the rules around conclave and making sure that everything is a secret. The food, very strict. It'll be from Lazio and the nearby Abruzzo region. Strictly minestrone, spaghetti, lamb skewers and boiled vegetables. This is to avoid any notes being passed within stuffed food, within stuffed chicken or whatever it might be, or indeed any notes coming out from dirty napkins as well. But all the private pollocking I alluded to there, it's nearly over, because once those cardinals go into the Sistine Chapel tomorrow, everything is a secret from 4:30, when extra nomine, everybody out, is called, and we have to wait out here in nearby St. Peter's Square for white smoke.
Even the Roman dogs in the street are appreciating this detail that you're giving us, Barry. What have cardinals been saying in their last public statements before conclave?
Well, a big issue around this conclave, it's the largest, of course, 133 cardinal electors from 71 different countries will vote to select the 276th Pope, larger than ever before. Now, 80% of those cardinals, as we know, have been appointed by Pope Francis. So what will they do? Will they vote to continue? It's like the canines here beside me are just having a slight issue. But will they vote to continue alongside Pope Francis's reform agenda, or will they deviate from that? And one straw in the wind perhaps coming from a supporter of Pope Francis, this is Cardinal Oscar Maradiaga. He is from Honduras. He can't vote in conclave because he's 82 years of age, but leaving Rome yesterday, he described other cardinals as, quote, turncoats for criticising Pope Francis, even though he had appointed them. So perhaps that is a sign. We also heard today from the Japanese cardinal, this is Tarisco Isao Kikuchi, who says that the 23 Asian cardinals in conclave, that's the most Asia's ever had, will vote en masse as a bloc. So who might that benefit? Will it benefit Luis Antonio Tagle from the Philippines? That's one name mentioned. Cardinal Bo from Myanmar, who is the head of the Conference of Asian Bishops the last twice, or perhaps Lazarus Yuhang Sik of South Korea. Those are names mentioned. Also around the Vatican, there's a huge American presence. Americans, this is usually their week for fundraising around the Vatican. They are pushing for a more conservative pope compared to Pope Francis, and there has been glossy literature in support of Robert Sara of Guinea, perhaps, as well. And now newer cardinals, we mentioned some from countries never represented before. They seem to be, quoted in the press, slightly intimidated by all this. Cardinal Oborial of Sweden, the first Scandinavian cardinal since the Reformation. He was telling the New York Times earlier how the cardinals are all wearing name tags so they know who each of them are, and how the newer cardinals are sitting together. So will they vote as a bloc, or will they have any alliances going into this? It really is a great imponderable. Or will they vote for the people that they know, perhaps somebody like Pietro Parolin, who is Secretary of State here at the Vatican, or maybe Mario Gresh, who was the head of the Synod of Bishops, which was Pope Francis's signature project.
Yeah, and they're the main runners and riders as you lay them out, and it could be one of those, but as we always say, the beauty of this election is it could be a name you haven't mentioned at all. Can you tell me, Barry, what's happening at the Sistine Chapel ahead of Conclave?
Well, right now, Vatican technicians, they're securing the Sistine Chapel. They're giving it a final sweep over as we speak, I believe, Cormac, making sure that what happens in the Sistine Chapel will not be publicly disseminated, that nothing will emerge until we see that white smoke, if and when we see it. There's the phones around the Vatican City, the small city-state, are going to be jammed from tomorrow. The Sistine Chapel being swept as well, for any potential microphones or bugging devices as well, whilst nobody really can eavesdrop either. They used a Faraday cage the last time to stop any electromagnetic signals getting in or out, whilst walkie-talkies will be used as well by those in and around the Sistine Chapel in case of there's a medical emergency, or indeed if and when a Pope is selected. All the cardinals as well, they've had to hand in their mobile phones, their smartwatches, any electronic devices. Some are wondering whether they might be able to wake up in the morning without an alarm, while the windows at the Casa Santa Marta, they're being blackened out as well. So nothing getting in or out, whilst all those working in and around the conclave, the cooks, cleaners, drivers and other attendants, they took an oath of secrecy in the Pauline Chapel yesterday as well. And of course, the cardinals will take that oath tomorrow.
Yeah, and you can hear the atmosphere behind you simmering nicely. Are crowds gathering now, Barry, around St. Peter's Square already?
Huge excitement within Italy itself. A game called Fanta Papa, 75,000 Italians have signed up to that, like fantasy football, except with cardinals, where you pick 11 like a soccer team, and number one, the striker is your Pope, and the goalkeeper is the one you think least likely to become the pontiff. The newspapers are awash with every twist and turn, all the speculation, including what happened in the restaurant across from me last night, as I mentioned earlier on. And people from different countries are also, I met, converging on St. Peter's Square, hoping that the cardinal from their country, such as those, I met some people from the Philippines earlier, they're hoping that Luis Antonio Tagle might become the 266th successor to St. Peter. So everyone hoping, but of course, don't forget the Catholic belief that it is ultimately the Holy Spirit who will decide what happens in the Sistine Chapel and whom the next pontiff will be.
Okay, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much indeed from the busy streets of Rome or the Vatican City. Thank you for that. We'll have more from Barry, of course, on tomorrow's programme.